Now, man, follow me. Do what I do. Say what I say. This is how we're going to do it.
The innovator of soul, Ray Charles.
The sounds of Ray Charles punctuated the last half of the 20th century and turned on the world to soul music. Ray tells his story, how as a boy growing up in rural Florida, Ray Charles Robinson loses his sight to glaucoma.
The doctor's saying nothing they can do, so we got to do it ourselves.
Yes, I know, but...
Stop it. Stop it right now. We ain't got no time for no tears. Ain't nobody gonna have no pity on you just because you're going blind.
In a world of touch and sound, Ray begins to hear and feel music, from the country songs on the radio to the nearby honky-tonk saloon, where the old piano man lets the young boy try his hands on the keyboard.
Ah, you can talk about the pit, barbecue, the band was jumping, the people too, I mess around.
Leaving Florida as a young man, Ray finds work in blues clubs, eventually gets discovered, and starts making records.
Everybody's doing the mess around.
You want me to do something special? I'm going to need my own band.
Okay, but you're going to have to make it work, Ray.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make it do what it do, baby. Yeah.
The rest, as they say, is history. But to tell his story, Jamie Foxx had to get the approval of Ray Charles himself. Fox describes their first meeting about 2 years ago at Charles' recording studio in Los Angeles.
Ray comes in and grabs me and says, oh, yeah, and he grabs my hand. Yeah, these strong fingers. He's strong. And we go straight to the piano. And he says, if you can play the blues, you can do anything. So we start singing the blues back and forth to each other. And so he's playing this phrase. And I hit the wrong note, and he said, why the hell would you hit that? Why would you do that, man? Why? I said, I don't know. He says, it's right underneath your fingers. The notes are right underneath your fingers. And so I use that as a metaphor for the whole movie, that life is notes underneath our fingers. We just have to take the time to find out which notes to play in order to get our music out there.
Hey, everybody, let's have fun. You only live once. And when you're dead, you're done. You better let the good time roll, baby.
A classically trained pianist, Fox says it was important to the portrayal that he was not just acting when he sat down at the piano.
You've seen biopics about music before, and it looks hokey. And so we would actually put our mindset in that we actually have a gig tomorrow. So I would actually be in the room all night, you know, for hours, getting ready for this gig that I'm playing, and we're doing Let the Good Times Roll. So I wanted to make sure we had every nuance of the performance down. We had a real band from New Orleans that we would even be playing in between takes. To nail it was fun. To nail it and to see people that were working security at the Singer Theater when Ray Charles was there and had him go, man, that was really how it went. That really was how it, to see them sit down and really get caught up in the concert. And so once you get that feel, and the music makes you want to sing it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, those are great songs.
But Fox does not sing them. He skillfully lip syncs to the actual vintage Ray Charles studio sessions and concert recordings.
Well, I had to have Ray Charles singing. I mean, these are masterpieces.
Director Taylor Hackford, who worked with Charles for 15 years to bring the story to the screen, says there was never a question about using anything but the real music.
I was trying to make a musical, a different kind of musical, not an all-singing, all-dancing musical, but a piece that talks about life impacting art. You know, the fact is that I believe that Ray Charles' life and the things that he went through in his life is the reason that he was such a genius. I asked him, I said, Ray, do you think you would be where you are today and would be the artist you are today if you hadn't gone blind? And he says, you know what, that's a really good question. I don't know. Probably not. So the songs in this film, there's 35 of them. You got to tell the story with Ray Charles' music. That's who the man was. That's what he defined himself as.
Still in the peaceful dreams I see, the road leads back to you.
It's also a story of a demanding perfectionist, an unfaithful husband, and a heroin addict. And Hackford says those darker sides also had to be in the film.
The great gift that Ray Charles gave to me, he said, Taylor, I'm no angel and I don't have to be depicted that way. Just tell the truth.
I'm under your spell, like a man in a trance.
Ray Charles died in June of 2004, just as production on the film was nearly finished. And Jamie Foxx believes he was pleased by how it came out.
He was walking into the sunset, this movie, 15 years to get it together. He viewed the movie in his own way before he passed. He got his kids together before he passed. He did all the different things that we would want to do, that if we were leaving, if somebody told you, hey, look, you got 3 or 4 weeks or 6 months, he did all of those things.
in the right way.
There is something that you love more than me and them boys, more than all the women you ever slept with on the road, more than all the dope you ever took.
What are you talking
your
about?
Music.
Ray also features Kerry Washington as Bee, the woman he married, and Regina King plays Margie Hendricks, lead singer of the Raylettes and Ray's longtime lover on the road. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
So mean, you're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you said so, I'd have to pack my things and go. This away, or I'll be back on my feet someday.
Don't care if you do, cause it's understood. You ain't got no money, you just ain't no good.
Well, I guess if you say so, I'll have to pack my things and go.
That's right, hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
What you say?
Hit the road.
I didn't understand.
Don't you